Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kirk Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crow. Body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And I'm ruthless like Rusev. Move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. Talking to the bad guy, toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look, something happened to these, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey y'all. Something happened to these, something happened to you, okay? Hey y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? He wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop. Stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? We are waiting for Curtis Wow, our special guest. And welcome our co-host, Tommy Two Chips.
Fans. Talking about, wow, Sasha Banks winning, you know, the title on Monday night. That was incredible. Very happy for her.
Yes. Yes, yes, it was. They did it too early, but they was just trying to do it for a rating, but they'll have their rematch at SummerSlam.
SummerSlam looks pretty good, you know, so far.
But for the Raw side of it, you know.
Got Vin, you know, Vin Balor on fighting Seth Rollins. You know, that's gonna be a good match.
Yeah, exactly. That'll be a definitely good one. It seems like Roman Reigns is in a doghouse with WWE.
I can't blame him. Dude, he failed a drug test, so
right.
I don't think he's gonna get a push anytime soon.
And I just hope this wasn't hot shot and Finn Balor don't job out to Seth Rollins at SummerSlam, which was horrible. SmackDown took a low point. And it don't look innovative or nothing. It looked just like another roster. And I understand the beginning right there. They could at least had them come out on a ramp or something like that.
I think they didn't want to copy off of Raw, so that's why I think they had them around the ring.
Yeah.
Hiding around the ring.
It's the same thing. It's the same writers. No difference. Vince is still out of touch with this brand split, and it just didn't. The finish of the six pack didn't make sense of AJ jobbing out to Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah,
and exactly. Dolph Ziggler is damaged goods for the last four years in his company, 4 or 5 years. He been jobbing out to the Peanut Boy. Dolph Ziggler even jobbed out of me on me.
Yeah, he's one of the top jobbers.
Even a Donald Trump. And it's like it's too late for him to get pushed. It's like who did he really ever go over with? And he was like nothing but a jobber. Randy Orton, Cena. Who did he was nothing but a lower mid carder.
Yeah, but he did win a world championship one time. Well, you know,
WCW championship.
Yeah,
a short time.
But maybe he's not
coffee.
Getting Dolph Ziggler. Maybe he's not getting Dolph Ziggler over. Maybe he's trying to bury AJ Styles. Because I'm thinking that.
Exactly.
Because AJ Styles
came. Exactly. It just doesn't make sense.
Do they have new theme songs for each show? They have new theme songs. The songs are pretty good. I do like the songs myself.
I remember that also.
But right now, first shows each, I believe that Raw was a little bit better. What do you
think? That was crazy. It was much better. Even Impact is way better than SmackDown. It's like they bringing these guys back to put over the roster. Rhino is just going to be a jobber. Shelton Benjamin. Then Jinder Mahal is coming back. That's what they claim. Kurt Hawkins. They mid-carders. What the fuck? They mid-carders. The put over talent. They going to be enhancement talent. I didn't really care about Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, I wasn't into him that much either.
Yeah, it's like Vince been treating his minority talent as stereotypes, and it just didn't do nothing well.
Well, you have to look at the outside. You look at the New Day, who was extremely successful, the longest reigning tag team champion. Then you have Mark Henry, who's doing pretty good, but he got injured, so his push is killed. So it's like a little bit of both. You know, the New Day's extremely over now.
Right.
And then you have Sasha Banks, who's extremely over. You know, but they don't have any Latino wrestlers really in the WWE that much. That's big. Yeah, Sankara and the Lucha Dragons, but that's about it.
Right, it's not Lucha Dragons no more. They split up.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's true.
Right, and Hanako, that's under the mask of Sankara. He actually whipped Simon Gotch's ass in the catering room. Right now, most of the guys don't like Simon Gotch.
Wow. That's going to kill his push, too.
Yeah.
The Brawl villains were pretty decent as far as wrestling and getting the crowd pop, you know.
Right.
Fans, you know, then like they were doing good. But that's
right.
That's going to kill the push now after the fight.
Right, and I just believe that the cruiserweight's gonna go over. I mean, they're not gonna get over on Raw because once this tournament is done, I guess they'll be on there with the title. It's gonna be burial. Vince buried them before with Hornswoggle being our last cruiserweight champion. And Vince probably said that, oh, you're spawning their jobbers. Put some meat on your bones, damn it. It's just not going to. Vince is like putting anything that sticks to the wall. It's like he's out of touch with his own product. And what makes it worse now with future talent, talking about they not signing anyone under 21 anymore. Which out of touch over the years he's been doing that for bringing in 16, 17-year-olds to contracts. Vince just out of touch. I can see they have experience. But not no ZZs just because of that fat fuck is easy. That's horrible from Tough Enough.
So, when you thought the draft happened, you know, what was your thoughts on the draft? It always starts off good, and then when they do the black, and eventually when they get further and further into the brand splits, it just lose interest. That's the way I see it. But what are your thoughts
right.
about how the draft went down?
I would say it was good. Yeah, I mean it was just names that just going on the brand. It seemed like. SmackDown was jousted again. It didn't approve it whatsoever. Like Raw had the open spots. It wasn't like the John Cena or Randy Orton show anymore. And once again, WWE booking going to be horrible again. It seemed like even though hopefully AJ go over Cena at SummerSlam and then it's more likely AJ and Randy Orton after SummerSlam and Randy Orton more likely going over AJ which it doesn't make sense.
I don't know what they're trying to do with AJ. Are they trying to bury him or are they trying to push him? I don't know.
Vince is out of touch about this tit-for-tat booking. It just doesn't make sense. SmackDown going to continue losing rate, dropping more and more. Nothing new. I don't. He can make it live or non-live. It doesn't make a fat difference. It's like people are tired or drained. The same product. Because I had to end up catching up every time coming from work and other life. The sometimes fast DVR Raw to fast forward into the from the boring scenes. Even when it's a 3-hour pay per view, then Monday you got Tuesday. It's crazy. And I was wrestling on other for the rest of the week, and it's Raw. They're going to burn out their audience even more. With they going back to the two pay per view systems again a month. Except for Survivor Series, WrestleMania, and Royal Rumble, and SummerSlam.
The Big Four.
Right. It's just going to drag. It's going to continue to drag on. I bet you house show attendance is going to drop, and they're going to get under. By football, they're about to get under 3 million viewers. I bet they're going to be in the ones. They not that far from the ones.
I mean, the ratings are not high like they used to be, so I think, you know, doing two pay-per-views a month is not a good idea.
What's the lack of dick? Go ahead.
If wrestling was hot like it was on the Attitude Era, and, you know, I'll say, yeah, go do two pay-per-views a month. I'm all for it. But now it's not, the ratings doesn't show that. You know, it's hot like it was. So I wouldn't be doing two pay-per-views. That's just my opinion.
Right. Exactly.
But you mentioned TNA, and I know fans who are digging Matt Hardy's doing right now. I mean, he's over.
Right, he definitely is. Broken Matt Hardy. He found his niche. He was like WWE didn't know what to do with him after that version one. That was Paul Heyman's idea, and they demoted Paul Heyman from SmackDown.
So what's Paul Heyman doing now?
Right now he's a free agent, and he's been doing some stuff with Evolve, and I guess they'll probably more likely give him another contract. Let's see for this Monday going around. If I was TNA, I would get him in a heartbeat right now. He can buy in of ownership that quick. A minority owner, he gets head in charge of trade. He got more leverage now, and that will way improve. That's TNA's game changer right there.
Yeah, but I don't think. One, TNA is intelligent enough to get him, and two, I don't think Paul Heyman has the patience.
I think this time now, TNA. I think, of course, this time, yeah, with Billy Corgan as the part owner, and he's close friends with Paul Heyman since the ECW days, and sure, I see that working out, yeah. Because right now, they're trying to get a new owner, and Dixie started on the mind that person be majority owner, but she want to be the TV owner, or on-air TV owner in the storylines. I guess she wants to be the Jack Tunney.
She does not need to be on TV.
Right. Even though it's she's not annoying anymore. She only be in maybe a couple appearances like that. She's no Stephanie McMahon trying to be out on TV most of the hour segments. In which TNA been doing a way better, have been putting on some good shows.
You think it was a good idea to resign on Rockstar Spud?
It's more like I think so. Yeah, they'll definitely sign him back.
He's entertaining. I mean,
he's already still with TNA. Yeah, they definitely gonna keep him around. Unless he see offers from WWE Sisters Cruiserweight Division.
So what are your thoughts on Battleground? Mediocre show?
Battleground?
Yeah.
It was an okay show.
Now, the match that surprised me was the Intercontinental Championship match. It was like a double disqualification, right?
Right.
I mean, I thought somebody was going to, you know, lose, you know, actually have a clean cut, you know, winner and loser. But that surprised me. I wasn't disappointed at all, though. It just surprised me. So what do you think they're going to do with Randy Orton since he's back now?
Randy Orton back?
Yeah.
He's already back as a baby face. He's going in with Brock Lesnar, and more likely Lesnar is not doing the job, and he's more likely going to pin Randy Orton. Which then makes sense since Randy Orton can't just coming back, even though he went over over Miz on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just doing it for buy rates. Vince was since they never faced each other, but it doesn't make sense whatsoever for him to face Lesnar this soon.
Who's going to talk for Lesnar now? Lesnar's mic skills is not really
good. It's decent. He know what he's doing. Yeah, Lesnar know what he's doing. It's not the prompt. Yeah.
He's better than Roman Reigns, right?
Of course, that's and which is really WWE's fault for trying to make him a Cena-like. And which everyone shitted on and booed.
So, when Brock Lesnar, fought in MMA earlier this month in July, early part of July, that was great. I was proud to be a wrestling fan that night because, you know, they were saying that wrestlers and UFC, you know, wrestlers can't compete in UFC and all that. You know, he proved them wrong. Now Scott Brooks, a.k.a. CM Punk, will be fighting real soon. I think by the end of this year, from what I hear.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Who? Who's supposed to be?
CM Punk. His name is.
Yeah.
His real name is Scott Brooks, right? Scotty Brooks?
Who, Scotty Brooks?
Yeah, CM Punk's real name.
Phil Brooks.
Phil Brooks, okay, Phil Brooks, oh, okay. Tommy Brooks, okay.
And with this major, I guess Curry Hawkins couldn't wake up, I mean, couldn't wait for Jeff Jarrett to get a TV deal for Global Force Wrestling. And which you don't hear that much from of Jeff Jarrett trying to get a TV deal now. It's just like him showing up on indies. And it's just really hard for a wrestling company to get TV deals now. It's like the TV industry doesn't particularly care about wrestling.
Yeah, definitely not right now. But you think about it, wrestling is on pretty much like 4 days a week. If you got Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Lucha Underground.
But it's a season, though. They taking a break until September, third season.
Yeah, but, you know, they're still on TV, so, you know. It's like...
Impact, yeah.
So wrestling's still on TV, but it's nothing like it was before, though, like you said.
Right. But really, Lucha Underground is owned by Robert Rodriguez, and he gets to put it out anytime he wants on his channel. He owns the channel. And even with Ring of Honor, they are automatically on Sinclair TV since they own Ring of Honor. And TNA is not getting paid. It's a bargain deal for Pop TV.
So TNA, if it's not getting paid, what exactly is a bargain deal?
Like ads, they base it on
how
can they generate money with their ads, and so far nothing hasn't been clicking. But it seems like they respect TNA. Since TNA haven't been, Dixie Carter been quiet about sending emails, doing a Hillary Clinton or DNC. Sending the wrong email. I think she learned the second time around from Destination America. And it's like TNA is like, might as well they starting over and stuff.
They're always starting over.
Right, this
like
they've been
time.
Doing since they left Spike. They've been doing better shows, in which they should have been doing before. Their ego got to them with Spike TV. The ratings went down, and they was gonna let TNA stay around if Toby Keith would have, or anyone become the new owner of TNA. But Dixie, you know, was playing dumb politics, and she never she refused to give it up just because of being on TV, and that's what killed off of that of Spike TV axing the show, and even with her line about Vince Russo not hired by TNA to continue to spike, but they find out the truth from the wrong email sent to the another one, Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Just TNA is the was the original emails before Hillary Clinton or this WikiLeaks email from the DNC.
Yes. And the Russians had nothing to do with this with them.
Not even Nikolai Volkov or Vitamin
Volkov.
Yeah, what's that one that left WWE Russia? I forgot the name. He said WWE. Or Alex Coleslaw of the formerly known as Hooligans of New Japan. I bet they have a lot of Rusev memes with Lana saying that. What stupid American emails. And which on another note, they was on. They did tape the wedding. They got married, or I guess supposedly on a weekend taping for WWE Divas show.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, will Lana be out of character doing the without doing her Russian mannerisms?
Yeah, that is a good question. And you know who else is you already know this, but Paige and Alberto Del Rio are dating. They've been dating for a while now.
Right.
I'm like, well, pictures are coming on everywhere, those two.
Right. Once the brand split, they away touring for house shows and stuff. Now they on different brands. Vince took that away. And too bad, poor Big Cass now that his legitimate girlfriend, Carmella, is on the SmackDown brand instead of with him. And which another dumb decision from Vince McMahon and Day-Day Traders.
But Miz and Maurice are still together.
Of course, that was going to basically happen right there. Vince... in good graces with Vince. But I don't think Alberto Del Rio, because I guess he didn't saw them dating, and I guess they got exposed on, you know, on other social media and stuff. I guess because Alberto posted being a heel and she being a face, a baby face. But it's going on that he can option out his contract, Alberto Del Rio, this year. I heard that he's been unhappy, but TNA doesn't have the money to offer him. But he can go back to Lucha Underground for the money he had before, just like WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a dumb decision to go back to WWE just for a U.S. belt.
Yeah, that wasn't right.
Right. He's just an anybody guy now. They buried him so much when he came back.
Yeah, that League of Nations is kind of dumb.
Yeah,
I didn't like the
League of
Nations
Masturbation. And which Vince was out of touch with.
Do you think Vince, you know, wants to bring back kayfabe?
I don't think so. You already have enough on that on WWE Network.
Oh yeah, okay.
Right. Right. Even with the Jackass show ripoff of that and Ashton Kutcher show You Got Served and
Swerve.
Something. Swerve, yeah. That did it right there. And then what's the other one? Other shows on there and with Edge and Christian, even though that's a cool show.
I love the Edge and Christian show. The Edge and Christian show is not too bad though. I watched it, and it does make me laugh every time.
Right.
Some of the things are a little bit crude, but it's a funny show. But I love the JBL show Legends. I mean JBL show when he talks interviews wrestlers, his show. I like that. I like that show. And of course, Stone Cold podcast. Can't go wrong with Stone Cold podcast. Stone Cold. Can't go wrong with him. But I have to say this. It's going to take a while for me to get used to the WWE Universal Championship on Raw. It doesn't sound right. It's going to take for me a while to get used to it. What do you think about
right.
it? What do you think about it? Universal, you think that sounds right, or?
Yeah, that sounds right, yeah. It's remind me of UWF, basically, right there. One of their belts, and also Carlos Colon's Universal World title and World Wrestling Council Puerto Rico. And here we go again. We don't need two world champion belts.
No.
And this one is worse with no history. This is not the WCW world title. This is their made up new belt. The real belt is on SmackDown. The Bruno belt is on SmackDown. The
Bob Backlund belt, yeah.
Right. They could at least brought Carlos Colon out there or something.
Mm-hmm.
To show the belt or something.
Correct me. Yeah.
Or Bill Watts.
But correct me if I'm wrong. Oh, Bill Watts, wow. Correct me if I'm wrong. But they still have one tag team championship, right?
Yes.
The New Day. So I always think that you have one world on all the world titles should be one, one world title. That the world title should be only one team holding that, and a world, world title, world championship is one person, not two. Now you should the Intercontinental Championship or the U.S. Championship on each brand is a good thing. I like that. Secondary belts. But the Cruiserweight title, that's going to be only on Raw, right?
Yeah. Unless they make a last-minute thing for SmackDown, because they have American Alpha. There you got Mojo Rawley. That's Zach Rawley's tag partner in NXT. I think they're going to end up having that later on. Maybe, you never know. It seems like they got the women on SmackDown for just the, I guess some of them going to be on the reality show Dirty Divas. And I just had that feeling that they're going to have what they're going to name that, the Universal Women's Belt? The SmackDown? This is gonna be confusing though.
Yeah.
Bring back belts that don't matter.
I'll give
The rig belt the rig title. When they gonna have the rig title? Happy birthday to one of our cast members of Wrestling F Factor Radio, OJ Bias.
Yeah, happy birthday, OJ. The guy knows wrestling.
Yes. He'll take you back to all the WrestleMania moments.
Mm-hmm.
And the Crockett's also.
Oh, yeah. O-N-W-A.
Yeah. I think I should give him a shout-out hit. Email him right now to tell him to call for his birthday.
Yeah.
The honorary to the show.
Happy birthday, guy. Today is your day, OJ.
Yes, it is.
So I have, what are you going to do with John Cena? Is John Cena going to be jobbing out soon? So, no, he's still winning matches, but he can't do nothing much for Cena. He can't win any more titles, really. What would you do with John Cena now? Would you still put him on TV a lot? Would you cut him back? What would you do with John Cena?
I'll say put,
this is what I would do.
To put over certain talent right there, because he's going to have a lesser... They say they can have a lesser schedule remaining this year, lesser house shows. He's not going to be doing that much traveling, so I guess that's his role. Hopefully, no ego trip for him.
And where's Triple H been? Triple H haven't been on TV that much. Where has Triple H been? Where's Triple H? Where's Triple H? I haven't seen him on TV that much.
He's been overseeing, I guess, NXT, and behind the scenes, he's been as part of the booking team of Raw and SmackDown, but Vince gets the final say. It's him and Kevin Dunn show, mostly.
Vince, can we have my booking from NXT, please? Damn it. Triple H, you don't understand the business. This is best for business, pal. I run the show. You won't be saying that to Donald Trump. Oh, next president of the United States.
Well, right now, he's in the lead of Hillary right now. He's up right now. More people prefer Trump than Hillary right now, for good or for worse. You know. But if Bernie Sanders would have, did a wrestling thing, then you know what? Screw the DNC. I'm doing my own thing right there on the convention floor. I mean, Bernie would have been popular right now. But,
doing
so many people are mad now.
A baby face turn.
Yeah.
They want him, and it's going to – we could see this idiot as the president. I understand you have what's that guy? Let's see, what's the guy's name? Libertarian Party Gary Johnson.
Yeah.
And you have Jill Stein, where Bernie Sanders supporters and I'm supporting also go to the Dream Party, third and fourth parties now. But Gary Johnson has the lead in third place with 11 or 13%. He needs 15, a couple more points to get a debate. A national debate with Hillary and Trump. What's your thoughts on the Libertarian Party?
I mean, I'm a Republican. They're in the Republican Party. I'm mixed. I don't hate them. I don't like them. I like the way they stick to the Constitution, more. But there are other things which I don't understand about them. I'm right there in the middle. I know about the Republican Party through and through, but Libertarian, I'm mixed. But something that the things I like how they stand by the Constitution. Don't want go astray from that. But the other stuff I don't understand about them. But I know one of my friends is going go vote for Johnson. Who's a Republican?
Right.
So he's gonna get his.
Right.
He's gonna get his votes.
See, former governor, Republican of New Mexico. He kind of reminds me of Larry Hogan somewhat ways, yeah.
Now, Larry Hogan, all governor of Maryland, you know, is not supporting Trump. He already came out publicly and said he doesn't like Trump.
Right.
So he's one of the 50, half the Republican Party is against Trump, the other half like him. It is, the Republican Party is not unified at all behind him. They're not.
Right.
But neither the Democrat Party either.
Definitely not. The media wants to lie and say that MSNBC and CNN, but reality, it's split. It's like they found out about the WikiLeaks. They don't respect Hillary.
Right, she's not trustworthy.
Right. And the day it seemed like she was doing a Bernie Sanders campaign she was running, saying things that Bernie Sanders said, and people not buying that she's a liar for votes. And I'm just hope Jill Stein makes a run right there. It's better to be a third or fourth party now. Don't support the two evils.
Because, you know, some people say choose the lesser of the two evils and all that. So one group will say they vote for Hillary because they vote for Trump because they don't like Hillary, and someone vote for Hillary because they don't like Trump. But if you look at, if you compare the two, Trump never did anything illegal. Trump never had people killed. You know, Trump is just, he's not, what you call, he's rude. You know, he says stuff.
Right.
You know.
He said the most ignorant things. I just don't understand it.
But I think when it comes down to it, I really seriously think that Trump, just like Bernie Sanders, that both of them are very passionate in what they believe in, and they're sincere. And if you look at, if you compare the campaigns between Trump and Hillary, Trump always said, "Let's make America great again. We can do it." Hillary is like, "I'm with her," and she plays the victim. "I'm a woman, so they're attacking me. I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman." You know. It's all about her. The two different, the way they campaign is completely different. You know, same with Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders said, "Let's make America great." He was saying, he was putting, he did me. He said we. You know, he wasn't about himself. Hillary is about herself too much. Too much.
Exactly. Too much. It's like, is she the Stephanie McMahon of politics?
Yeah.
or Dixie Carter.
Oh, Dolph Ziggler did an article on Fox News. It was on Fox News website.
Right.
This libertarian, Republican person, Kennedy, has a TV show, Kennedy Nation. It's a business on the Fox Business Channel, and they did an article comparing politics to pro wrestling and everything.
Wow.
It was pretty interesting. So that's probably why Dolph is getting a little bit of a push. Because he was at a Republican convention, and then he was on Fox, he was doing an article on Fox News, with Cole doing an article with Kennedy on Fox News and all that. So maybe he's going to the political thing. If Bob Backlund will run again, I will vote for Bob Backlund. Hands down.
Yes, was he...
remember a while back?
I think, was he independent or Republican, or remember, for that Connecticut that time?
I think he was Republican.
Yeah. It definitely fit him. Yeah, definitely. He was definitely a good talker. I think he would run Libertarian, but he's Republican. Yeah. It's like Ted Cruz gave the. That was still funny. He screwed Donald Trump.
Yes and no. The way he. Cruz is a genius. This is why I say Cruz is a genius. Okay, he doesn't like Trump. Everybody knows that. They went at it when they were campaigning. Okay, what Cruz did was making himself for 2020. For he put himself in bed for the presidency, you know, running for president in 2020. But he was saying vote conservative. So he was not saying to vote for Hillary. So it was like a double-edged thing what he was doing. And, you know, it was brilliant.
Right.
You know, so Cruz is not united. He is definitely part of 50% that does not like Trump. He's definitely, you know, he's definitely that. But he wasn't like exactly saying vote. He was saying vote conservative, vote Republican. You know, not don't vote for Hillary. So it was like a little bit of both. But the way he did it and worded it was just brilliant.
Right.
So on the Democratic convention, what did you think about Obama's speech?
It was good. He was trying to hide away the other things, and it basically came. He was meaning about Hillary's past of screwing up and stuff. I don't know if he was talking about including his Obamacare that was a disaster that the Democratic Congress caused it to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Of him I thought he was trying to get universal health care, but they didn't want that. So. And the funny thing about it, Hillary is playing in on the. She's now trying to be a female Sanders to get Trump to bring him over with universal health care. Is this a lying attempt? I don't know.
You know something?
Right.
Here's the thing about you Bernie Sanders fans, Bernie Sanders supporters. Each party's trying to get you. Hillary Clinton's trying to get your Bernie Sanders supporters, and Trump is trying to get your Bernie Sanders supporters. You're the sought out people right now. Each party wants you. I'm like, wow, y'all popular.
What is this, a draft? I think they're a draft. I guess Trump gets the 2%ers, and I guess Hillary gets the 10%ers, and I guess the rest go to Libertarian Jill Stein, and people just stay home.
Everybody wants Sanders supporters now. Everybody wants Sanders supporters.
Is it a contract that go with it? Come on, Hillary. Talk. Trump. Is it a money deal? A one-year deal to invest in and support you? Come to the table. Y'all throwing out money. Y'all have money in the Clinton Foundation and the Trump U.
Yeah, but Obama's speech, I mean, he always knew how to give a speech. He always, but I didn't, you know, they never mentioned ISIS at all during the Democratic convention. Or how Obama's president would say ISIL, you know, I don't know which way to pronounce it, but either way, you know, it doesn't matter either way, but they didn't even mention ISIS. Here's a controversial thing about the Democratic Convention. What are your thoughts about having the victims of Putin, how can I say, the people who were, like, gunned down by the police and, you know, at the convention, at the Democrat convention. They had the parents of Mike Brown and some other people. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think it was a slap in the face of the police?
Right, I think I think it was, and it seemed like, but it seemed like it was kind of to get votes. Stop using it political to get votes for Hillary. But I think that Hillary could have came out while she wasn't out with him. I don't know. And what we want to listen to what she has to wants to do and stuff. What you thought it was, do you?
I thought it was a slap in the face of the police. And yes, they were using it, like you said, you were right, they're trying to gain votes. But when the police are protecting you and make sure everything goes peaceful, you don't do that. You know, there's a time and place for everything. That it was not the right time or place to do that. Those are my thoughts. You want to protest? Yeah, this, you know, I don't mind, you know, go ahead and protest. That's the way you should do it. And it's time to pay for it.
True.
But it's going to be an interesting ride in the next, until November. It's going to get crazy. It's far from over. Trump is gonna come after Hillary with all he got. I mean, he's gonna go for the knockout. He's gonna pin her down. He's gonna make her submit. That's his goal.
Right. And how was this with this that she's tied in Ohio with him, battleground state, Pennsylvania and Florida? That's I don't know how Florida is right there. That's a toss up. And And Romney predict Trump going on going to beat Hillary.
Now you mentioned the battleground states. Ohio has John Kasich, who's you know, one of the governors, and he was one of the person in the Republican race, hates Trump.
Right.
But Trump might lose Ohio. He might win Florida, but Hillary Clinton has Pennsylvania. I can see her getting Pennsylvania easily.
Yeah, that's a definitely right there. Yeah.
Right, but Ohio, I can see Hillary probably get Ohio too because, the governor doesn't like John Kasich, doesn't like Trump.
Right.
But Florida, Trump will get Florida. So what's up? See, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida. There's like one more state you said.
I don't remember the other state, but I don't know who's gonna get that.
You know, but
right.
Hillary will come out clean in Ohio and Pennsylvania. I know that. Hillary will win that real estate. Well, we have a lot to see, a lot going on in wrestling and politics coming up. And always a pleasure talking with you, Wayne.
You too.
All right, OJ, happy birthday again. You know, you're a wrestling
fan.
Yes,
happy birthday,
OJ. Until next time. Yeah. Until next time.
All right.
Keep it in the ring.
All right. Same to you.
Bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tommy Two Chips, his inside views of wrestling and the world of politics. If you want to get a hold of this show, contact us at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingNetFactorRadio for this show archive from the day and other past archive shows. Or also our Facebook fan page up at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show / It Factor Entertainment. You can check for shows there also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no pride. Kill these niggas. Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no pride. Kill these niggas, want no pride. That chopper body like one.
Welcome back to Wrestling F Factor Radio for our interview with Curtis Wild. And we have on the phone, is this Curtis Wild?
This is Curtis Wild.
Yes, welcome to Wrestling F Factor Radio.
Thanks for having me on Wrestling F Factor. I got a little confused a few minutes ago. See, I was listening into the show. I was tuned in, and I thought it was Wrestling F Factor Radio, but it sounded a little bit more like the Colbert Show.
So
let me ask you, is this a wrestling show? Is this a politics show? What is it?
Everything wrapped into one.
Right on. So who's the host?
Yes, Wayne Benitez and Tommy Tuchus, he left out. He had a personal business to take care of.
Right on. So glad to be on the show. How's it going?
I'm good. It's doing good. Everything's fine. Except for these crazy things in the world of the Democrat and Republican conventions.
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of craziness going on in that world, isn't there?
Yes, it is. Yes, I thought Philadelphia was going to turn into a ECW riot for Bernie Sanders supporters walking off from the convention.
Well, there were a few times that it seemed like it was going to be a riot. People getting a little out of hand and passionate and knowing what they believe and fighting for it.
Yes, that's true. Now they want to put the blame on Russia with these WikiLeaks emails, but It sort of reminds me of a wrestling angle using Rusev and Nikolai Volkov hijacking WWE Raw.
A Russian takeover. Well, yeah, man. I mean, they got to use anything that they can, and fear is a powerful weapon. So,
right.
You know, if you can put off something that you did wrong and make it look like it's somebody else attacking, your democracy that you've supposedly been fighting for, then, it gets the focus off of you and puts the focus on somebody else.
Right. I guess they want Hillary to lose to Trump.
Well, I mean, we'll see how that whole thing goes. It looks like there's time for it to turn into a four-party race. But, I'm sure that all your listeners will be paying attention, and there's a whole new generation that's been ignited and interested in the political landscape and interested in how laws are made and how laws are broken. So it's a whole new awakening happening right now, things are going good on the wrestling tip too. Just got back from Kansas City, had a double elimination match out there with KCXW, and that was a good time. It came in from Philadelphia, hopped a flight from Philadelphia to St. Louis, and then drove from St. Louis to Kansas City and wrestled in a battle royal, and then I wrestled in a tables match, and then the second show I wrestled in another battle royal and wrestled in a three-way dance, where I came out victorious, of course. And we got a whole lot of big things going on in SICW. Our next show is August 20th, but the last show I went against Big Jim Holford and beat him within an inch of his life, and he got lucky because Wildfire knocked me off of my feet, kind of off of balance, and he landed on top of me long enough for the ref to get a three count. But I say he got lucky, man. I say he got lucky.
Yeah, see, Dad, a fluke.
Yeah, I mean, he's only 340 pounds, 6'4". I gotta take him with my hands tied behind my back. I might look like I'm 5'10" and bottle lightning, but I'm actually 10 foot tall and bulletproof when I'm in that ring.
Right.
So, Wrestling Impact Radio, man. Tell me more. What kind of guests do you guys have on?
We have on guests. From the wrestling business, legends like Jimmy Powers, Larry Zbyszko, future young indie stars. Some of them end up going to later on to WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor. We have celebrities from entertainment and in the music business also to stop by.
Cool. Glad to be on. So do you follow SICW or KCXW?
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes. What is your memories of growing up watching wrestling?
Well, some of my earliest memories are when I was about 5 or 6 years old. I was watching, I live in St. Louis, so I had the fortune to watch a whole lot of different wrestling, from WWE to World Class Championship Wrestling, Smoky Mountain, reruns of Wrestling with Chase. So I got a lot of input when it came to that. I got a lot of content that I was able to see. So I started wrestling with a pillow in my grandmother's living room and calling my own matches, recording my own promos, and giving myself entrance music at 5 or 6 years old. And I went on to just outside of Memphis, Tennessee, 4 months, Mississippi, about 20 minutes from Memphis. And I was able to see USWA Live every Saturday morning, 9 a.m., in the self-dressed stamped envelope, and the picture lighting and television audience. And bunch of shows at the Mid-South Coliseum, and I was able to see Jerry Lawler when he was the king of wrestling. This was way back when Jeff Jarrett was still opening doors, letting the fans into the building, paying his dues. So that kind of gives you an idea of how long ago that was. When I got a little older, went on to mess around with some of my friends until I got serious about it, and then went to get trained to Powerhouse Championship Wrestling, trained by Tim Lyle, and the training was handled by Brian Dean, Mr. Intensity Brian Dean, and just learned the ropes, man. Started there, paying my dues, had my first match 17 years ago, going on 17 years. and I've wrestled in 6 different states and over 30 different promotions and on television and 3 major metropolitan areas, and I think that they're going to get TV out in Kansas City too. So we'll have been on TV in 4 major metropolitan areas by that time.
Awesome. What is your memories of your debut match?
Well, my debut match was a 2-on-1 match against he's about 400 pounds, a little bit shorter than me. Came out with a huge railroad chain around his neck. And basically he just beat the tar out of me and another kid that was training. Just lots and lots of forearms and maybe a couple body slams, and then he doggy piled us and gave us a big splash, and that's all she wrote. I do remember the night before, I was trying to put together the outfit that I was going to wear, because I tried to put it together myself. Ended up looking absolutely horrible, but that's probably because I was up until about 4 o'clock in the morning taking shots at Bacardi 151. Still there, man?
Yeah, I'm still here, yeah. We're just having technical problems with the phone lines. Yes. Any memories of wrestling Chaz Wesson?
Yeah, Chaz was always one of those cats that you knew you could put on a good match with.
Yes, he Yes, that was good matches in SICW.
Yeah, man, I don't know if your listening audience really knows what SICW is, but it's basically what Wrestling at the Chase evolved into. Wrestling at the Chase was ran by Sam Munchnick, everybody knows that, but what they didn't know was that a young man by the name of Larry Madison, who was the voice of Wrestling at the Chase, was helping out behind the scenes, and another young man by the name of Herb Simmons was helping out behind the scenes. So they were the right and left hand of Sam Munchnick, and after Sam Munchnick passed away, SICW came out of it. So that's what SICW is, and we've got guys like Gorgeous Gary Jackson and Cowboy Bob Orton. We've got all the legends from yesteryear that come through our doors and give the guys advice and are able to give the fans an opportunity to meet those legends and get their picture taken and, really relate to those legends and share stories with them and all that.
I'm awesome. And what's your memories of winning the WWE? You wrestled for the WWE title. What was your memories of wrestling for the belt?
That was a good time. I mean, Wicked Wrestling Alliance, while I was there, was a young, hungry, thriving promotion, and it came down to the most hated man in the company going against the most loved man in the company. And right now, fans seem to disrespect me and seem to want to boo me and yell at me and heckle me and throw their drinks and their popcorn at me. But back then, they respected me and they loved me. And it was the hated physical fascination Brandon Bishop on one side, who was a bodybuilder by trade. And then there was the rough around the edges, tough as nails, Wild Child on the other side, the innovator of Impact. And that was my first heavyweight title win. After I beat the physical fascination Brandon Bishop, the entire locker room cleaned out, held me on top of their shoulders. We celebrated. We all had a beer and did a beer bash in the ring, and it was a highlight, you know. But I didn't realize how much of a learning experience and stepping stone it would be to my later years in the business. Wicked Wrestling Alliance ended up going defunct, but it was a good experience when I was there. I was able to meet a lot of friends that have grown to be lifelong friends, and it was a good time, man.
Awesome. Can you tell me about your manager, Wildfire?
Oh, absolutely. She's the highest thing going today. That's my number one ginger. She watches my back. She handles everything that I need. She handles every want, whim, and fancy that I could possibly come up with. That's my woman. I don't even like guys laying their eyes on her, but I want her to dress nice for me. You know what I'm saying? So I make her dress all scantily clad and sexy as can be. And it just so happens that none of the women in SICW or in KCXW or anywhere we go would ever match up to her in any kind of way. So they just get jealous and they start hissing and catcalling and yelling at her and calling her names. And she's got a thick skin, but that's my woman. You don't disrespect my woman.
Right. Business, make sure things are equally in the ring.
Absolutely. She's always watching my back. She's doing exactly what I need her to do every moment of every day.
Right. And you are definitely a good promo cutter also.
Well, you know, I open my mouth and I mean what I say, and it just kind of flows out. And I get my point across, I think.
Right.
Right now, I barely got a voice, but that's how much of an Iron Man I am. That's the kind of work ethic I have. I was in Philadelphia. I lost my voice in Philadelphia. And when I didn't lose in Philadelphia, I took to Kansas City and lost the rest of it there. And then the next day, I'm on a podcast with you on Wrestling Impact Radio.
Awesome. Amazing.
One of the hardest working men in independent professional wrestling today.
Right. Definitely, most definitely. Any memories of you wrestling Jimmy Jacobs?
Yeah, I wrestled Jimmy a few times, and one of those times I happened to take the light heavyweight championship from him. I happened to be in a cage way back in the day, many, many years ago. And then he shot up and, you know, went and did a thing in Ring of Honor, and I stuck around the Midwest because that's where my home is, that's where my family is, and I've got some other business ventures going on outside that I couldn't go the same direction. But, yeah, then he went on to do that, went on to be a writer for WWE, and wish him all the best. But he needs to keep in mind that I still beat him.
True. You definitely made him famous.
That's right. That's the wild factor. You wrestle wild, you have wild on your podcast, you have wild on your radio show, and good things happen for you. People know you're legit.
Right. Also, you never know. He might tell Vince to give you a call.
What's that?
You never know. He might get your shot to appear on the main roster on Raw.
Yeah, I don't think that's in the cards for me anymore, man. I'm 36 and I just don't really have that interest. You know, I got a 4-year-old daughter and I got my lifestyle going on here, and even if Vince threw me the bone, I don't think that I think that time has passed, man. I think that last Tough Enough was about the last time I would have given it a shot.
True.
But, I mean, you know, if they've got something that they want a new age Paul Heyman, or if they need an opening, they've got an opening on the writing staff, then, you know, maybe we can discuss that at that point.
Right.
But I think that I could do Paul Heyman's job. I don't have to take a bump. All I got to do is take an air talk on a microphone. I don't have to beat anybody up or get beat up, and I still get paid. That's kind of a sweet gig, you gotta admit.
True. Also, any memories of a wrestling Shane?
Shane. I think we're having technical difficulties.
We are back on. We lost signal. We were just talking to Curtis while we had technical difficulties with phone issues here at Wrestling X Factor Radio. You should be coming back on in a couple more minutes.
You ain't got no will, you ain't got no bottle. Let's just be real. You ain't got no cash, you ain't got no dollar. They stay with that drama. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest. Let's just be real.
Only nigga here feeling yourself. Walking and bitches start filming. Sitting with a man, fatty ass, still grinning. It's time. I'm so hot, mind on a comic. Fast life sometimes, feel like I'm in a comic. I don't give a fuck, bitch, with or without a condo. Fat Joe pockets lean back like a recliner. I'm in this. Representing Westside. A lot of people try to tell me I'm the next guy. Back gang got it tatted by my left eye. Chain gang over here, no neckties. But you know I'm all about the business from beginning to the end. Simpin', never slippin', sippin' P-A-T-R-O to the end. And if I'm in the building, know it's complaints from the tenants on the rail.
You call anyone you want, I'ma kill them all better on. Shit, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Slow down, back. It's enough to go around back. Been drinking like you thirsty. How you make it to my section in the first place? Nah, I ain't tripping, shit is not enough. They say it ain't tricking if you got it. Bitch, I'm a boss like Gotti. Rock time forward and I still pop my. Roll up, good Cali, lottie dottie. It's just me and all my homies at your door like the shiny. Feel like can't nobody stop me. I'm a hotness. And the bitch that I'm with, no, she hot stuff. Pull up in the hot wheels, ball and get your hot stuff. If you got a problem, it's a hotline. 911, but we'll never call the cops. For real,
you call anyone you want. I'ma kill them all better on. Yeah, we the only ones that stunt now. Let's just be real.
Let's just be honest. Let's just be real. Yeah, let's just be honest.
Wrestling F Factor Radio.
It's Chris Wild. He lost me.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties.
All good. All right. Where are we at?
Yes, it is.
You guys knew about wrestling Shane?
Yes.
Who?
Shane Marks.
Oh, wow. Man, that was many, many, many years ago. He was a good kid. Yeah, I mean, he listened up, and we had some pretty entertaining matches, and he was good on his toes as far as hip diving, and yeah, it was usually a good time to wrestle. He went on to be Casey Carrington.
Oh.
And put on a lot of weight. I mean, it may not seem like it, but he started out much smaller than he is now.
What's your thoughts of Shorty Biggs?
We always got along, man. Other than, you know, when we were across the ring from each other. It was always a fight, but Shorty Biggs is another one of those entertaining cats that you knew you were going to be able to have a good time with and get out there and put on a good match with.
And any thoughts of Brian Bishop?
Brandon Bishop?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I haven't heard from him in a long, long time. He was one of those guys that was able to pass on quite a bit of knowledge to me as far as the how to do certain things and when to do certain things.
Right.
But he should also keep in mind that I beat him and took his title. I don't even know if he wrestles anymore.
I haven't heard from him or of him in quite some time.
Yeah. You also wrestled Bobby D also. What's your memories of him?
You know, we always had some good back and forth matches, and he's one of those guys that is hungry and he's willing to fight you for that win. He's not going to lay down. You know, it's going to be a good, hard fought match. But I beat him too. Do you see a theme here?
Yeah. And any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Yeah, I got August 20th is my next show for SICW. And you can always go to my Facebook page, Curtis Wild dash Pro Wrestler, or you can go to CurtisWild.com and find out my schedule. I've got shows coming up in SICW, shows coming up in Kansas City for KCXW. And that's really about all I have time for these days. So, yeah, your fans can definitely keep up with me at CurtisWild.com and see what's going on. It hadn't been updated in a while, but it'll be updated soon. And, of course, they can go to my Facebook page, which is updated a little bit more often. It's a little easier to update. So there's always that. SICW.org or KCWrestling.com.
What you think of the current product of WWE? Do you watch the current product of WWE since they have the brand split?
Well, I haven't really been paying attention to the brands so much. I cut the cord probably 6 years ago, so I catch up on wrestling on Hulu and the network and all that good stuff. But I like where they're going with NXT. I like where they're going with Evolve. It's like they've got a AAA system and a AA system, and they've really got that developmental system figured out, and they're able to truly build stars. You know, it was a question on how well it was going until Enzo and Cass came out on Monday Night Raw, and every fan in every seat knew every word of their shtick.
Wow.
So when they were able to come out and have all of those people in the palm of their hand, I knew right then and right there that what they're doing in NXT is absolutely working. And you got to have that. And you got to have that system where you're cultivating talent. You're bringing guys up from the bottom and showing them the ropes from the get-go, because it's really easy for guys to develop bad habits out here. Independent professional wrestling is not the easiest business, and it doesn't always have the most trustworthy people involved in it. So you really gotta be careful of what lessons you learn and who you deal with and who you learn those lessons from.
Cool. Yeah, just hopefully it's not a one-shot deal with for ratings for Raw, then all of a sudden it flopped at the SummerSlam.
Well, what they really need to do is they need to turn it into the AFL and the NFL. You know, they need to have the different leagues, the Central League and the Eastern League. You know, they need to have that. They need to have that separation to where they can build their own brands on each end, and then come together for the big events and really have stars on both sides that can shine and shine brighter when they bring them together.
Right. And it seemed like it's feeling like it was like 13 years ago from the Blanchard two world titles, two tag belts. It seemed like it's going back to that, and with the same dialogue and the same writing team without Paul Heyman this time.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've got to have a certain growing period where they get their brand split figured out, but I think it can be a good thing. I think that there's a lot of hungry talent that's ready to represent on the national stage, and now they have two flagship shows that they can do that on. And I think that SmackDown was a whole lot more marketable and a stronger brand during the first brand split, when they were separate brands.
Right. And
I think it'll be a good thing for the business overall. And when you've got companies like Lucha Underground that are doing pro wrestling, they're just doing pro wrestling in a different flavor than anybody's ever seen, and that's kind of the draw, was the draw for ECW, is that they were doing things a little bit differently. And with Robert Rodriguez at the helm of Lucha Underground, and them filming more of a television show or a movie than a wrestling show, it really, really gives a different flavor there. And then you've got Lucha America, or Lucha USA, you know, it's got good wrestling on there, and so got the other ones that every now and again offer good show running and good match quality. So I think the wrestling is in a boom period. It's just a longer boom period than we've seen previously.
Right.
I don't see anybody coming out like Stone Cold and flipping a couple birds and popping a couple beers and reigniting the wrestling business. I see it as a process to get people back involved in it. And one thing that's come out of that is that people are starting to appreciate independent professional wrestling again, to where they're taking their families to the shows and they're having a great night of entertainment at an affordable price. You can't even go see Finding Dory with a family of four for the price that you can go see an entire wrestling show for 3 hours of guys beating themselves up and entertaining the crowd and
doing the very best that they can do to leave an impression and to leave a memory on those people. There's just nothing like them in the world.
They definitely, definitely out there is, hopefully they're, these mainstream television executives, from the bigger channels, finally wake up and, go back to, promote, having wrestling on their network, and in which wrestling can definitely, can draw.
Yeah. So that's exactly right. I mean, it's time. And not to mention the fact that, I mean, you can talk about the national wrestling all you want, but channels and television stations are more inclined these days to put an independent professional wrestling show on their programming, at least local cable, you know. And those companies are starting to work towards syndication, and eventually, television is going to be a thing of the past, and we're going to be watching all of our programming from streaming sources. So I think that that's a new direction for wrestling, is that we're going to start having seeing independent professional wrestling available on streaming devices. And we're already starting to see it, but it's going to be really commonplace. I'm thinking it's going to eventually eclipse television, streaming devices will, because people are, I mean, it's the now generation, and people want to watch what they want to watch when they want to watch it, and that's what streaming it,
right.
Provides.
Right. It's like the, I still consider Ring of Honor, TNA, another one, Lucha Underground, still like they need that, that political revolution, but like what Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein and the Green Party had to get it more growing and get the name out there.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening, is that people are realizing that Vince McMahon, WWE, or as you compare it, the two-party system, is not the only game in town anymore, and they have choice, and they have the ability to kind of usurp the system and find what they want out of the system, whether it be wrestling or the political landscape, and fight for those things and be able to access those things.
Right. True. Yeah.
So yeah, I see this whole thing with everything that's going on has effectively put the nail in the two-party system coffin. The two-party system is a thing of the past.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, America is built on choice, so there's nothing wrong with having five or six parties and hearing the best ideas from the best people, and then the American people making an educated decision based on those ideals.
True.
So once people start waking up to that whole aspect on the professional wrestling world, we're going to see a lot less dependence on Vince McMahon for a check.
Yep, if more of them have a, you know, an app like a like the Netflix and other like you said, other devices also.
Well, right now SICW is on Fight TV, S-I-T-E, it's an app, and you can get SICW right now. So, you know, you look at a company that evolved from wrestling at the Chase, and all of a sudden they're available on an application on your smartphone. Things are coming up, things are moving, and it's going to be an entirely new landscape. It's going to be an entirely new way to access your wrestling. And there's still a whole lot of wrestling fans out there. So, we're going to see that. We're going to see people sitting on their phones watching wrestling. We're going to see people on their tablets and their Rokus and just sitting out watching wrestling that might not even be available on the television networks.
Right.
And it's kind of the equivalent back in the day when we used to tape trade. You know, we used to hear a guy with these particular matches, and we would have some matches that he wanted to see, and he would send his tapes, and I would send my tapes, and we were able to watch wrestling from all over the world that way. But now it's just fingertips. Now it's available, you know, streaming on your phone, on anything that you want to watch on. So access is important, and once you have access to the fan base and that all-important, 17 to 45 demographic or whatever it is, you don't necessarily need to pay the millions of dollars for television advertising or, to produce a wrestling show on a major network.
True.
I got a busy schedule, man. I'm going to have to get going, but we'll have to do this again.
All right. It's nice having you on Wrestling X Factor Radio. Curtis, well, you can come back anytime to the show.
All right. Sounds good. Make sure that your fans check out CurtisWild.com. That's WYLBE. SICW.org. KCWrestling.com. And, they can also check out wildforthepeople.com, even though I try not to mix those two worlds too much. Wildforthepeople.com is on that political realm. So then go there and contribute a little bit of money on a pro wrestler that's fighting for the people. Then they can boo me in 2 weeks at SICW because I live the best of both worlds. I live a double life. I'm like a secret agent. I am the walking, talking Batman and Bruce Wayne. So let them check me out, and we'll do Wrestling X Factor Radio soon.
Awesome.
Peace out. Stay wild. And you guys have a good night.
All right. Same to you.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Curtis Wild. If you want to check this archive out, it's at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio.com or fan page Wrestling X Factor Radio Show /X Factor Entertainment. This is Wayne E. Meekes signing off. Later.